Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Poland. A missile hit a Polish village near the border with Ukraine, said senior officials in two NATO member states. Polish authorities said multiple explosions hit a village on the country's southeastern border with Ukraine. The Polish government called an emergency security meeting soon after the explosions. I go immediately to John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, former ambassador to the United Nations, writing most recently in the Wall Street Journal, presciently, of missile defense and the necessity in a world in which our adversaries can arm rogue states willy-nilly. John, a very good evening to you. This looks like the accident that we knew was always possible, but here it is. A NATO member has suffered what appears to be, not confirmed by everybody, but appears to be a Russian missile. What is your thinking right now about NATO and NATO's collective defense? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, for all the people in the United States who are saying, why do we care about Ukraine? It's so far away. We have pressing needs in this country. This is the reason. This is the cause of insecurity that affects all of Europe, NATO members included. And now, I think the first order of business here is to find out exactly what caused the explosions. Polish authorities are saying two dead at the moment. Was it a deliberate Russian missile attack that they thought they could get away with? Was it a missile that was misguided somehow? Was it debris from a Ukrainian surface-to-air missile that brought a Russian rocket down? There's some early talk looking at pictures that can't be identified that maybe it was from an S-300, a Russian missile defense system, which they have used offensively because they're running out of regular offensive missiles, or it could have been a Ukrainian S-300 that was trying to shoot down incoming Russian missiles. So we need to find that out. But the point is that this Russian aggression in Ukraine has worried NATO members, the Baltic republics, Poland, Romania, others in Central and Eastern Europe, of the Russian threat and why the aggression in Ukraine does have an effect on NATO allies.
The war in Ukraine spills over into everything in Europe, John. You know this: prosperity, electricity, heating, the sustaining of all the cultures. But a missile attack is the unanswerable question. What is to be done? You write in the Wall Street Journal that missile defense is now necessary because, and you have several different scenarios, all of which I'm going to treat as realistic given what's going on in Poland right now, that our adversaries, that would be China and Russia, can arm a rogue state and then claim that they're not responsible for what that rogue state does with its missiles. That very much describes North Korea. Is there right now an effort, a conversation going on in Washington that missile defense is necessary for our allies?
Well, it certainly should be. And we have had some progress in missile defense. But ironically, where we've had very little progress, certainly an unacceptable level of progress, is in defense of the American homeland. For us, going back to the Reagan era of Star Wars, as it was derided by people like then Senator Joe Biden, then Senator John Kerry, when George W. Bush took office, he got the United States out of the anti-ballistic missile treaty and started a program of national missile defense, which we have not carried through on. This is something that that really should unite everybody, and it should be technology that we can in turn provide to our NATO allies. We've worked very closely with Israel, which has superb missile defenses. For them, national missile defense is what we call theater missile defense because it's a small country. But obviously the technologies work at all levels, and we have been far too complacent far too long.
You're right that we don't need perfect systems. Why so, John? How is that? How does that work to our advantage?
Well, you know, the skeptics of missile defense say, oh, a bullet can't hit a bullet. Well, we know that's not true, but they can't hit all the bullets all the time. If an aggressor launches more missiles than we've got anti-missile missiles to take care of them, some will get through. Our missiles won't be perfect any more than anybody else's. But if an aggressor thinks that we can stop a significant number of their attacking missiles, the potential advantage the aggressor might have is far lessened, and that might be enough to deter them. That's why missile defense is so essential. And the Polish case that we see now is proof of it. Again, this is more theater missile defense as we conceive it. But the fact is that the people most vulnerable to this kind of aggression are innocent civilians. And in our homeland defense, it's American civilians who are vulnerable.
The Biden administration is worried since February of escalation, of provoking Russia to more and more rash acts. I don't know what's more rash than throwing a missile into Poland, but in any event, they've worried about it. Would a homeland missile defense be a provocative decision on our part, John?
Well, that, again, this is what the left in America has said for 50 years since the ABM treaty was first put in place in 1972. And just this is part of the fallacy of mutual assured destruction, the famous MAD approach to nuclear weapons during the Cold War. If providing for the defense of innocent civilians is provocative, then that tells you you've got an adversary that needs to be dealt with, because this is something that I think most Americans would be stunned today if you said, you know, we don't have adequate defenses against a substantial nuclear attack from Korea, Iran, China, Russia, you name it. They probably think we've had this for years. And if the purpose of the Defense Department is to defend the country, you'd think defending civilians here at home would be top priority.
You present that it is possible that Russia is now providing Iran with sophisticated nuclear weapons, missile systems, hypersonic missiles. That alone is a threat to the whole region and also to Israel. Now, Israel has pretty good missile defense. Is that true for Saudi Arabia and the other parts of the region that are threatened by Iran?
No, it's not. And in fact, Iranian missiles and drones that they have supplied to the Houthi rebels in Yemen, kind of in the backyard of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the other Gulf Arabs, have been launched at civilian targets, at airports, oil infrastructure. And that is very threatening. North Korea is much farther along than Iran is in its missile program, although they have worked together over the years because their missiles both originated in the same Soviet Scud missile technology.
And right now, John, we don't know anything indetermined about Poland, but everyone's certainly acting as if this is grave. What is that NATO's responsibility if Poland has been attacked or determines that this missile was used irresponsibly by a hostile power?
Well, I think first things first, we got to gather some more facts. I think this is what NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has already said. I could imagine even an overnight meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels of all the members to consider the facts, certainly moving on a very expedited basis. Are there other threats coming? I should say this, the missile that landed apparently in Poland was part of a very large Russian attack, again, on infrastructure, electricity, power generation, and other infrastructure in Ukraine to try and make the winter much harsher. So it was not one stray missile, but one missile that was part of a larger attack. Are other attacks coming? And then based on what information we can get, to decide what our response ought to be. And it needs to be more than sending a stiff note to Moscow saying we really are upset about this. I think we've got to be very clear that this is the reason we're aiding Ukraine to begin with, which is to defeat the Russian aggression.
John Bolton, author of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, former ambassador to the United Nations, former national security advisor. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.